Well, for the moment, I don't hope, I don't think that we can now achieve something. We hope in the future. That for me, is more important the follow-up than the event itself. The event itself is great, nice, shows the concern of this church from outside about our situation, and we are really grateful for this concern, and they are enthusiastic. At the same time, all the young people who spoke, for me, they were very moderate, without any appeal for violence or the rest, just calling for more dignity, more freedom of worship, more freedom of movement. And if you have the time to read my speech, you can see our concern about the situation for all the inhabitants of the Holy Land. And we have the courage to say occupation is bad. Bad for them, bad for us. And nobody can wait for us to give our benediction for this situation. We know that politicians don't like to speak about the situation, about that dire situation. I think that only the church now has the courage to say what is good, what is wrong, and to make an appeal to improve the situation for everybody.
You say that hope is being shattered, that people are losing hope in any kind of political solution. What else can Catholics, Anglicans, what can Christians do to try and push for peace there?
Well, they can do a lot of things. First of all, we are grateful for any help that they are giving from everywhere. But I think now, today, what we need more is advocacy, advocacy, advocacy. Even the last 2 weeks I have been in the States, and I noticed that with the politicians, it is, I don't say desperate case, but it is almost desperate case. They are one-sided for one line. We cannot change them. So meanwhile, in the church, in the civil society, in the organizations, we need more advocacy altogether. Jews, Muslims, Christians, I think we have to create a new culture of justice, and we must have the courage to say what is wrong is wrong, what is good, yeah. That's why I see, frankly, since the last year, since even the visit of His Holiness, the situation is not better. It's not better, absolutely it's not better. And people need concrete gestures, concrete steps on the ground to say it is now better. In fact, it is not better.
You say that forces of extremism are also growing, that chances for peace are dwindling at the moment.
Well, they go together, these two ideas. It is normal. As long as the moderate have not a word to say, have not a role to play, the extremist from one side to the other side is earning more power and more voice, and to say, look, there is no any result of this moderate situation. And we are afraid, really we are afraid, to go in a desperate case and to empower this extremism. And any extremism, whether it comes from either one side or the other, is bad for all of us.
You've got members of the British government, the European Parliament there attending this conference. Do you feel that Europe, as well as the US, should also be playing a more important role at the moment for peace in the region?
Well, I think they are willing. They are willing. And those some personalities who passed through Jerusalem, they are willing to play. And I want them to play. We wish them to see them playing more role. The question is whether the others, leave them play this role. That's the question. Whether it is a monopoly from one side or everybody can help. We need all the society. But now with us, there is it seems the vice president of the European community is with us. And he said, we are with you. We hope to be more involved, to help. I said, thank you. Really, we need everybody. And the big and the small and the rich and the poor, we need in a special way. And I think that's good. Now all the church, the Anglican and the Catholic, seems that they will be more involved. The last speaker in this meeting was a Jewish one, and he did a strong call for the Christians to move more, the Jewish one.
you say you're encouraged by this ecumenical approach and the need for closer cooperation. How closely do you yourself work with Bishop Suhail in Jerusalem, for example? What more can your own churches do to work more closely together?
Really, I always spoke about the Christian community of the Holy Land. I never mentioned the Catholics and the Anglican, the Lutheran, and so on. I spoke only for the Christian community. At the same time, in our, if we have any ecumenical collaboration, it must be through institutions. It is not a question of persons. Institutions, associations, whether hospitals, schools, Caritas, anything that we can do together. And in fact, we are a small number. We have the right to separate churches already separated here. I think it is an urgent case to collaborate together. And the fact that we are now together, and our Archbishop in London are together, and the organization are together, it is a good sign of communal collaboration. Yeah, we are doing our best to be near all of them. I know that the Catholic Church has a role to play, and all are looking to us to lead this movement, to lead more collaboration. We are aware of that, and we will do our best.